Do you ever wonder if we can truly change to become a new person?
Let's find out what the Word of God says about it today. Friends, as usual, we're here to take your calls live. Let's get ready. Let's pray.
Hello and welcome to Let's Pray, the place where you don't have to pray alone. 877-7-LETS-PRAY is that number to call with any requests you have. Guys, we want to hear from you.
That's right. And if this is your first time joining us, we are thrilled to have you and to pray this hour together. And we pray that it'll be a blessing. It's a program of prayer and powerful praises. And you can reach us at 877-7-LETS-PRAY. And those who are outside of the U.S., you can dial 859-777-PRAY. We want to hear from you today. Amen. We'll dive into this topic in a moment. But first, let's start with a word of prayer. Dear God, we are concluding this series, just waiting and hoping and actually allowing you to make all things new. We ask, Lord, that you administer to us, that you administer to our community, that this will be a joyous time in you. May someone be delivered. May someone be revived. May your presence be felt in a tangible way. And we give you all praise and honor and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I love this topic, putting off the old man, putting on the new man, because it's kind of like, well, I guess it is really the process of transformation that the Father brings us in. And there's been so much transformation in my life. I feel like that's home for me.
Yeah.
And if you know me today and you think you've got some stuff to work on, season, yes, I do. And praise God. And we all do. Amen. Yeah. But it's better than it was.
Yeah.
I'm somewhere I wasn't yesterday. And then tomorrow the Father will bring me into a new place of revealing the new man, which is, you know, his glory and his purpose in my life and his power.
Yeah. You know, season, and I'm excited about this topic, and just a wave of excitement just came over me, because by his grace, we'll be able to dispel some myths as to how we become new in Christ.
Yes.
So many times, brothers and sisters, our religion or our traditions put shame on us, not intentionally, but maybe there's an implication that, hey, I want to be different in Christ, but I've got to do this, and this. And there is a part for us to play, but we'll find that there's also a part that God plays. And that sometimes the expectations that we have on ourselves are not ones that God puts on us.
Yes.
And so if you need to be free today, if you want to be a new man or woman in Jesus Christ, this is your opportunity to come up under the teaching of Jesus Christ to understand just how to do that. Tell somebody about this program today, someone who's struggling spiritually that wants to be renewed. Let them know we're learning about how to become a new man, a new woman in Christ, and to pray through this thing together.
Amen. Man, I really appreciate that you said that, because we really are heavy laden with shame sometimes.
Yes.
And what I mean is that we want to do better, but we know we're not. But then we don't want to reach out for help or be accountable to anybody because we get shamed or looked at differently for it. And the struggle is real in the sense that we're all dealing with it.
That's it.
Whether we're honest about it or not.
That's it.
None of us has yet attained this perfection. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So God is a God of process, brothers and sisters in Christ. You do not need to be ashamed. We're simply learning new skills and allowing the Lord to bring things to death. He says that the part we play is bringing things to death.
That's right.
It says it in his word. And then he will bring new life. Amen.
That's right.
He brings new life. And you guys, Ephesians 4:22 and 24 says, you were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, that's our part, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, not your mind and not your attitude, but the attitude of our minds, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness, true righteousness and hope, not performance, not acting it out for somebody so that they'll stop judging us.
Right.
You know?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And this is an active process season. Mm-hmm. It's in the midst of my worst temptation, whether I succumb to it today or fall prey to it tomorrow, he's actively transforming me and putting on this new man. And we're at different stages in this process. But he is right there at whatever stage we are.
You know, I got to go back in for just a quick second on this. What really makes me so excited is so often we see something that needs to be made new or to be put off, the old man. We see that and we have shame about it. We feel bad about it. But what we don't realize is the fact that we've realized is actually the second stage of learning a new skill. Mm. Amen. First stage is unconscious incompetence. You don't know that you don't know. Amen. The second stage is that you know that you don't know. So you know that you don't know how to do this better. You know that you don't know how to ski down a hill, essentially, right? Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, wow, I fell over. I realize. So you realizing it means you've grown.
That's right.
You're in stage two now. Yeah. Praise God.
Right, right.
There's no shame needed. It's just you've just grown.
Yeah, yeah.
Praise God for his Holy Spirit who helps us to know those things and says, I see that.
Yeah.
I would like to heal that, brother and sister. Would you give that to me?
Yes.
And instead of tucking it back away in shame, we can go, Father, please, Lord, I submit this to you. I see. I confess.
Yeah.
I repent. Would you please bring new life in there, Father?
That's a PowerPoint season. And maybe you're at that stage. Maybe you recognize that there's something old that needs to be put to death in your nature, but you're frustrated, or maybe you feel helpless, or maybe you've been shamed into that. Give us a call. We just want to partner with you in prayer. We want to uplift you and encourage you. 877-7-LET'S-PRAY is that number. And of course, you can reach us on all social media.
Amen. Yeah. We want to hear from you guys. We're so excited to talk to you. 877-7-LET'S-PRAY is the number. And as always, we're ready to hear from you guys. Our lines are open. For those of you that are outside of the U.S., call 859-777-PRAY.
That's right.
You know, we received, speaking of our awesome community, we received a phone call from a woman named Lola, and we've all just experienced what a sweet spirit she has. We really appreciate you, Miss Lola, and all of our community. Here's the original call. Take a look.
And speaking of putting our arms around individuals, we have a caller right now, and Lola calling from Texas. Lola, so good to hear from you. How can we pray or praise with you?
I call into you all frequently because you're my prayer partners, and I want to thank you for praying with me. God answers every prayer. It might not always be the way I want, but I talk about prayer and my belief in the power of prayer. That now my friends are calling to me because they know I'm calling you with your need. And so I have a request for three friends.
Okay.
One is a friend in Georgia. His name is Gary. He was just diagnosed with liver disease, and it's a fast-acting cancer, and they're putting him on hospice. And I just pray that God will intervene, heal him. If not, heal him, make him comfortable, and give the family the strength to go through it. The second one is Sylvester in Louisiana. He has come down with something neurological. The doctors don't know what it is. They're looking at everything. And he is unresponsive. Mm. And his family is just distraught. They need help. They need prayer. They need him lifted up so that God can. So I just want God to do a miracle that they will know that he's there with them.
Amen.
And my last request for a friend is a young lady that I work with, her name is Julie, suddenly had to be rushed to the hospital in respiratory distress, and she's only 30 years old, and she was in critical condition when I left yesterday, and she's in intensive care. So please pray for her that they can find the source of what's making her sick so that she can be delivered. She has two small children, and she needs help. Mm-hmm. And my last prayer is always, I lift up my sons, Robert and Brandon, and all my grandchildren, that you would just pray for us to get our lives in order and come to Christ. And I just thank you all so much for listening and being there.
Praise Jesus.
I really appreciate it.
Lola, you've pricked our hearts, even down to the fact that you took the time to organize your prayer requests, and it's no slight to anyone else, but just you came in here, you knew what you were asking God for. it's incredible because we are restricted with time, but just showing your intent in your heart, I think, is what I'm trying to communicate.
Amen.
And thank you so much for doing that. And we're going to lift your friends and your family up and continue, by God's grace, to be a light. People know to come to you for prayer, and that's awesome. That is our heart's desire as those who follow Christ. God bless you, and we're going to lift up your family and friend. Powerful.
Amen.
Powerful. We reached out to Lola for an update, and let's hear what she had to say.
Hi, Lola. Thank you so much for talking to Let's Pray Again. Could you please tell us how has the Lord answered your requests?
Sylvester is still in that comatose state. We're just praying that God will figure out whatever it is happening to him neurologically. He's also had a stroke, so, but you know, I still have faith that God can work it out. And Yuli, I called about her. She was a young 30-year-old who was in with respiratory distress. She did badly because she went home and she finally got out of the hospital. So hopefully she's doing a lot better, you know.
She was in ICU, right?
She was in intensive care. And I was so saddened for her because a few years back, her husband was killed as he was going to work, her husband at that time. And she has since remarried. And I thought, Lord, how much more can a young person take? But God has allowed her to go home. I think she's still struggling with the respiratory thing, but she needs her health back because now she has two little children to raise, you know?
And also, you called us regarding your sons. How are your sons doing?
I don't know. Both my boys have left the church, and they're teaching their children not to value, and they make fun of my belief, but I do believe that God has this, you know, no matter how much I cry, God has this. And how much I worry, he will work it out. I just want them to be saved. I want the Holy Spirit to just continue to work with them, not give them peace until I just want them saved. I don't even know the right words to say. So I keep praying. And I do thank God for Let's Pray because Let's Pray. I don't have too many people to pray with me. I don't have a prayer partner. And Let's Pray has become my prayer partner. I'm so grateful to God that you're out there. I'm so grateful. God has answered so many prayers, and they're not always the way I want them to be. And he just gives us the strength to either go through it. He gives us the strength to handle it, and that's all I can say. I'm grateful to God that he is providing for me, that he keeps me going. He does keep me encouraged. And if I sound tearful right now, it's because sometimes it's like being in a fight. You get knocked down so much, you just get kind of weary. But you keep fighting because God loves you, and he's not going to leave you. And he will, if you keep faithful, he is faithful. And even when we don't keep faithful, he's faithful.
Amen.
So I'm just grateful to God, and I'm grateful to you all for even reaching out to see how I'm doing. And I know God is real because you called me at my home to pray with me. God answered my prayers even when I didn't even think it was possible. I mean, he always answers your prayers. But to let me know that he's thinking about me now, because I was concerned that I couldn't be here tomorrow to pray. He prayed with me today through you, and I want to thank you.
Oh,
right.
Lola, you know, and we just have to say thank you so much to our dear Vanessa. She's on our production team, and she reaches out to the community for the Let's Pray, representing our community, and just loves the people that she's talking to, takes time and tender care to be there for you all. So say an extra blessing and prayer for Vanessa. She would never ask for it herself. We want you to know that she really loves you guys, so we're really grateful for that.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Lola.
Yeah. And I just want to say to Lola, you know, while we were listening, the thought came over to me, Lola, and I can't promise, I don't know what God is going to do, but concerning your sons, you said that they laugh at your belief. Saul of Tarsus then changed his name to Paul after his conversion, he laughed at the beliefs of those who were in the way back then, after Christ had died. And he ended up being converted and wrote most of the New Testament.
Yes.
And so even those who mock God, his love is still so strong for them that if he allows them, if there's a window, he'll get in there and change their hearts. And so we are hopeful for you and your sons, Lola.
And we're going to pray for you in just a moment, Miss Lola. But I know that there were a couple other requests, and we would like to make our community aware of them as well. So during the time since her first call until the follow-up call, her friend Gary had passed away. So we want to lift that up. She's also continuing to pray for all of her biological and adoptive grandchildren, 7 in total. Praise Jesus. The number of completion, there's that 7. Makes a special request for Dante, her grandchild, specifically. The Lord knows what Dante needs, request for her health. And you know, it just is such an inspirational call. We're so grateful that that Yuli is home, and we're still lifting up Sylvester. I heard that as well. Yeah. So we're here for you, Miss Lola. Mario, would you mind praying for her?
Sure. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank you for dear Miss Lola, and you've heard the sentiments of her heart. You know the requests of her heart. In fact, we have them here, and they are many, Lord, but we know that Sylvester is still in the hospital, unconscious, Lord. We ask that you'll continue to watch over him. Thank you for Yuli and the progress that is being made. Lord, be with Dante. You know your son. We ask that you would meet him where he's at, God, and do what you do best in changing hearts and minds. Lord, we ask that you be with her 7 grandchildren. You know their lives and all the intricacies. In fact, your word says that you know the very number of hairs on their head. So we know that they're in good hands because you are attentive to their needs. Lord, I pray that you would keep her strong. I heard her say, she said, when you get knocked down, sometimes you feel weary. Minister to her in the name of Jesus, God. And may she have power and courage to continue. And if need be, the way that Moses' companions held his arm up in the midst of battle, send your angels to lift her arms up and to hold her as she continues to fight, letting her know that she's not alone. Thank you for this community, and may we continue to serve each other and highlight you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Lola, Lola.
Yeah.
The Lord knows your name.
That's right. And speaking of names, we have a caller.
Praise God.
Our faithful brother Wilbert. So good to hear from you, man. How are you doing this week?
I'm pretty good.
Good. How can we pray for you?
Well, I want to lift Chase up again. You know, his parents had told me he had a stroke, and he's back home, and they're taking care of him, and they said about his arteries, but I just pray that the Lord will just continue to heal him, you know. And,
yes. You said this is Chase, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Okay. Wow. So sorry to hear about a stroke. Mm. When you see Chase, let him know that he has a community of people praying for him. You know, it's so good to hear from you, Wilbert. I trust all is well with you, man. And we always love to hear from you.
Okay.
All right. Take care.
Amen. Mm-hmm. We have been praying for Chase for a while.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry to hear that it's been a hard time for him. You know, we have one more caller, family. Doyle, welcome to Let's Pray. Doyle, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi. Welcome. How can we pray for you or praise God?
Well, I'd like to pray for all of my loved ones that's on alcohol and drugs and that's in prison to come to know the good Lord and just to work for him, you know.
Yeah.
I'd like to ask that God give me the desires of my heart, which is more of the Word of God, more of the, you know, and
You want to get into the Word more? Is that correct, Doyle?
Yes.
Yeah, I hear you.
I work all the time, And I do read the Bible a little bit in the evening when I get off.
Praise God.
But I ask God for a financial blessing and a health blessing. I got high blood pressure, diabetes, and, you know, just a number of things that's going on.
Sounds like you're going through it, Mr. Doyle.
Yes, I am.
My goodness.
I realize there's other people that's doing a lot worse than I am, you know.
Right. But it's okay to ask the Lord for our own needs. It really is, Doyle.
Exactly.
It is. It is. So, you know, there might be folks that are also needing prayer as well. It's okay if we all pray for each other. Amen.
Amen,
Doyle.
So we hold each other up in prayer.
We sure do. And I'm really encouraged to know that you're reaching out, that you're asking for prayer, and you're pursuing Christ. Because I believe that the Word says that, you know, we seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. And I believe that speaks directly to the situation and the request that you've had today. So, Doyle, know that the Lord is hearing you and seeing you. We're going to be lifting you up here in just a second. And my heart is particularly pricked over your health situation and your loved ones dealing with drugs and alcohol and in prison. So we're lifting up all kinds of stuff for you today. Okay, buddy?
Okay.
Yes, sir. Give us a call back. Let us know how you're doing, okay?
Okay, I will.
All right, Doyle. We'll see you soon.
All right, Susan. We can go ahead and pray.
Yes. You know, I do have a couple extra requests.
Yeah.
We have throughout the week. Praise God. You know what? I'm proud to know. I don't know if proud's the right word, but I'm glad to know that folks feel safe talking to us about their prayer requests. And I think that's just because of Jesus. But we had a request for a woman named Lori in Georgia. We received this request earlier today. She's dealing with pelvic congestion. Right now, she's looking at some surgeries. She said there's only two that are available for options for her. And we just really want to press in for her and to let her know that she has a community around her and that the Father hears and sees her. Also for Jonathan in Vancouver, if you wouldn't mind, please lifting up Jonathan in Vancouver. Friends, we heard earlier this week about Jonathan. His mother was with a man who had apparently, unbeknownst to them at the time, was participating in witchcraft. So there was a phone call, I believe, that was sent or that was given. And I'm trying to form this properly. He's under demonic attack is the prayer request that we received. We need to pray for him to be released and for the enemy to not have access to that family any longer in the precious name of Jesus. We want to praise God that our friend Vanessa, one of our Hope Channel family members, Russ, he's usually sitting in the director's chair. He's with his wife tonight. We love you guys. We miss you. Vanessa had surgery today. We got a text message and I spoke with her earlier today. She's doing very well. She was able to text me today. So I think she's doing well enough, right? So she said, thank you so much for prayers. She'll take all she can get and she's doing pretty good. So she wanted us to know that she's out of surgery and doing all right. We also want to say happy birthday to our friend Claude. We love you, Claude. And then there is a special request from one of our church members. His name is Mark Lee. So we prayed for him this last Sabbath, and he's got a particular type of cancer that is so rare, it's literally one in a million. And so he is going in to have that removed. And apparently they're going to keep him all day taking the cancer out, checking to see if they got it, taking more out, checking to see if they got it. So that is on the 10th. Of February. So let's pray, family. Mark Lee is going to be having a procedure on the 10th of February. Please put that down in your prayer journals or write it on your fridge and put it on a post-it note. You know, reverse that. Put it on a post-it note and put it on your fridge. Whatever you can do, I'm sure that each one of these requests is near to the Lord's heart. So with all of that being said, shall we pray?
Yes, we shall. I'll start and you'll finish. All right, let's pray. Father God, we come to you and just thinking of the imagery that Susan used that we heard this week of this being the portal between heaven and earth and not just the physical places, but more so you, Christ, you, God, being heaven and we're here on earth. And so, Lord, we lift this up. We lift up Wilbert's friend, Chase, who just suffered a stroke. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we pray that you would come near to him. Mm-hmm. We know that he has Wilbert and actually his pastor as well, and hopefully other family members to minister to him in his time of need. But Lord, we ask that you would give him a recovery. And we're not afraid to ask for an unexpected quick recovery. But Lord, you will take us through the process, and we're okay as long as you're going through the process with us. And then, Lord, we have a very special request for Jonathan in Vancouver, who has apparently been subject to demonic attack. And Lord, we do not mince words, nor do we come in our own power. But you said when the enemy comes in like a flood, your spirit would raise a standard against him.
Amen.
And so we claim your word on this situation and on Jonathan's behalf in the name of Jesus. And we ask that you wage spiritual warfare in this situation for his soul and deliver him in the name of Jesus from this attack. Lord, whatever it is going on in his life, Lord, we pray that you would intervene and that he would come to you like the demoniac in the Gadarene Islands and saying, Son of David, have mercy on me. And may he be sitting there clothed in his right mind, according to your word, Lord. You are the same yesterday and forever. And so we believe in Jesus' name that it is done. Amen.
Amen. Father, clothed and in his right mind,
yeah.
Lord, I know that you are capable. I'm so grateful that you are our Jesus, our best friend, and also our mighty King. Lord, that you love and that you do indeed wage war on our behalf. The battle is yours, Father. And we thank you for that, Lord. We lift up Doyle. Jesus, he's asking that you would also go to battle for his loved ones that are on drugs and alcohol and in prison, Father. We're asking for safety, Father, for your angels to surround his family members and all of the other folks that are lifting up their family members that are in prison right now, Jesus. Lord, break the binds of addiction in the name of Jesus. Lord, the lies that we believe as addicts, Jesus, and the reasons and the why that we use, Father, help to heal those wounds so that our propensity is no longer to seek comfort from anyone but the Almighty Comforter in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, you are the only way, and I pray that they would know that, and they would know that your tender love and your mercy, Father, will heal. And we thank you, Father, Lord. He's dealing with diabetes. He's dealing with so many different health issues, Father, and we just ask that you would be with him. Give him wisdom and discernment to know which way to go, whether it be dietary, whether it be medical, Father, medicinal of some kind, Father, whatever it is. We pray that you would help to relieve some of this that he's going through, Father. Lord, we pray for Lori and her decision that she's facing pertaining to two surgeries, Father. We ask that you would be with her, Father, comfort her, surround her, Lord, with your mighty presence. And Father, just give her heart comfort and peace to know which way to go, Father. Lord, your word talks about knowing which way to go, and you say, this is the way, walk in it, Father. So help her to trust you and to know that you're guiding her, Father. Lord, we ask for healing as well, Father, for Vanessa. Thank you that she's come through surgery. We ask for continued healing and restoration for her and her ear, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for Claude, Jesus. Praise God that he was born. Lord, we are grateful that he is here, Father, and that he glorifies your name, Father. And then, Lord, Mark Lee, Lord, he is dealing with cancer. And Father, we just ask for healing on behalf of him and his wife, Lord. Jesus, we're not sure what journey you're taking him on, but Father, we ask that you would make it the best for your purposes in his life with the least amount of struggle, Father. And I know that sometimes those things are in opposition to each other, but Father, I know that Mark is submitted to your will either way, Father, that he's going to praise your name either way. But Lord, we pray that there would be a praise of no cancer or healing, or that they only had to go in once and not more than once to get all of the cancer out. Whatever it is, Father, Lord, we just ask that you would be there with him and his wife, and that you would continue to bring a community around each of these requests, Father. Lord, that they would know the one true Christ. Mm. And they would know what it is to be truly, unconditionally loved by you, Father, and to accept you as their Lord and Savior. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Amen. season, we're going to keep on praying. And we have Harmony online, who has called in. And I understand you're 8 years old, Harmony.
Oh.
Are you there? All right. Well, it sounds like we might have lost her. But we're going to pray for you, Harmony. We're not sure what to lift up in particular. But if you can give us a call back while we're still on air, you're most certainly welcome. We'd love to hear from you.
All right. So looks like we have no more calls at this point. Guys, 877-7-LET'S-PRAY. Give us a call. We are here. Literally, this is what we're here for. We just want to know whether it's big, whether it's small, however, whatever you need. This might be that time you've watched 5 or 6 or 10 times, or maybe it's your first time. You're just scrolling through the channel. We get that quite often. If you're thinking, maybe I should call. The answer is yes.
Yeah.
Please do. And not just so that we have something to do, because trust me, we can sit here and hang out.
Right.
We enjoy each other's company in the name of Jesus, and we're good. But we really want to provide a community and kind of just throw our arms around each other and say, are you having a hard day? I've had a hard day. Let's pray for each other.
Yeah.
You know what? Are you walking in victory? Praise God. Mm-hmm. Let's celebrate that victory.
Right.
Right?
That's it.
All right.
We actually have Cheryl calling.
Yeah, Cheryl.
So good to hear from you, Cheryl. How can we pray or praise with you?
Yes, I'm asking for prayer for my daughter. She's going in to have her baby tonight.
Oh, praise God.
It's her first one, and just pray for a healthy baby and easy delivery.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cheryl, what is your daughter's first name?
Jenna.
Jenna? Okay. I'm surprised. I don't know what you're going to have your granddaughter or grandson be referred to or refer you to as grandma or whatnot, but I'm surprised you're able to hang out with us knowing you're getting ready to have a grandchild. That is so...
She knows there's some prayer that needs to happen.
Right. Prayer, there's power in prayer.
They're just getting things started at the hospital. So
she knows.
You're
she knows
a pro.
System.
Yeah. It might be an all-night thing.
Right.
We had a son who had cystic fibrosis and Down syndrome.
Mm.
And so there's always that fear.
Uh-huh.
Yes. So. Yes. Yes. We will certainly lift that up, Cheryl. And we resonate with that fear.
Okay.
So we will most certainly lift you up. Do you have any other prayer requests?
No, not tonight. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling in. And God bless this process. We're certainly going to lift Jenna up tonight.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
You know, God is a God of restoration, and sometimes he can restore our stories.
Mm.
The things that we've seen. I was talking to a woman last night. We were discussing miscarriages, as we'd both been through multiple miscarriages. And the topic really was then when she did get pregnant, she was so gripped by fear because she had evidence of something already it's the truth that something had happened.
Right.
And it's not a lack of faith. You're dealing with facts.
Right.
And so when you look back and you see that time where you go, but it did happen. It's difficult to kind of balance that out. But I believe that the Lord really is a God who not only restores us and restores us to him, which I think is the biggest deal, but that he can restore our history, our past thoughts, our memories, our birth stories,
And he understands it. And he's not up there penalizing us for having those thoughts.
He knew already. He's just ready to comfort and help us walk it out. And be with us. So, Miss Cheryl, please know that your heart is heard, and we're going to be lifting you guys up. There is a caller named Patricia. We're going to Patricia. Welcome to Let's Pray. How can we pray for you?
I have a disease called sarcoid. It's a disease of the lung.
Okay.
And it doesn't seem like the doctors know how to treat it.
Okay. Doctors unsure of treatment. Would you mind, Miss Patricia, could you tell me the name of it one more time, please?
Yes, it's sarcoid. Sarcoid.
Sarcoid?
Yeah.
All right. That's all right. Jesus knows exactly what it is, Miss Patricia. So the doctors.
It's a disease of the lungs.
Yes.
And it.
Difficulty breathing.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Mm. I'm sorry. We've mentioned this previously, but it still, I think, is very true. The breath that each of us takes every day, when it's difficult, we realize how much we have taken it for granted. Amen.
Yeah, I'm kind of watching the program and talking to you, and it's confusing me.
That's okay.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. Just listen to the phone because the television will be on just a small delay. So just talk to me on the phone. That'll be the best. So I was just mentioning that, you know, we're breathing in and out most days and we don't think about it.
Right.
And then there are our friends who are dealing with just struggling to pull in one single breath. And so I can only imagine. I wish I was able to.
And I have this ringing in my ear constantly.
Okay, ringing in the ears as well.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry to hear that. So how long have you been dealing with this?
Let's see, since last April.
Last April.
The doctors they don't know what to do.
That's interesting. So you've received the diagnosis, but there doesn't seem to be a treatment at this point.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. Well, is there anything, obviously we want to pray for healing, for some relief for you. Do you have a community that is there for you? Are you?
Yeah, well, there's kind of a lot of them have let me down. I have one good friend that kind of comes across the whole time. But she works full time, and then
Right. She
goes away on the weekends usually.
Yeah, so she's there when she's able
and
to.
And my son lives with me, but he's out working, and he don't know how to handle it.
Yeah,
I sit here sometimes and just fall apart at the seams. But I went to a doctor that does therapy with oils,
mm-hmm.
and she told me to take some cat's claw, so I brought some of that today, and I'm drinking it with the tea. They didn't have the pills, but I got the tea, and my friend made me the tea. After she took me to the doctor, she brought me home to her house and.
Well, I'm sure glad that we get to talk to you today, Miss Patricia, because now we are part of your community. Will you stay in touch with us, please?
Yeah, okay.
Even if you just want to call and say, hey, guys, it's me. Just keep praying for me. Just wanted to touch bases with you and say hi.
Okay.
We're fine with that. We want to be part of the journey. This isn't just TV show. You know
what
I mean?
It's not about us anyway. It's about Jesus.
It is about Jesus, but you know.
It's all about him. It's not about us, but.
But he's all about you.
Yeah,
I gotta tell you.
Right. We're supposed to glorify him.
Yes.
And I figure I'd call in and let you know.
Absolutely.
You could pray for me. I really appreciate it. And my daughter-in-law, she's also ill.
Okay.
She's
what is
got,
your?
Myasthenia gravis, which is really bad.
Myasthenia gravis.
Myasthenia gravis. Yeah, it's a real bad disease.
I'm really sorry to
hear
that.
She's got a stent in her, and they exchange her blood every 3 weeks. And she drives herself down to North Carolina.
My goodness. To get the treatment done?
Yeah.
My goodness.
And she's really a brave lady.
Can I tell you something that I was just talking about? It really seems like in these hardest times, through Christ, but it's amazing what we are able to handle in Christ.
Right.
Amen? When we find out how tough we are.
He only gives us what we can handle.
You know, even when we're not handling it, he's still there. He's still there. He's got us. His grace really is sufficient, even when it doesn't feel like it. And you know what? When we fall apart, like you said, Miss Patricia, he is completely okay with that. He knows. Sometimes he says, I was waiting for you to fall, daughter, so that I could hold you. So I just want to encourage your heart, let you know that we're here as much as we can be and that we're lifting you up and that this won't be the only time we pray for you. All right, Miss Patricia?
All right. I appreciate that very much.
Yes, ma'am.
My voice has changed also. Everything's changed. I'm losing my hair. Mm. All kinds of great stuff that's happening to me.
When you're not able to pull oxygen in, I bet it's hard for the body to function at a full capacity. I'm really sorry, Miss Patricia.
Right. Well, you're a doll, and I appreciate you. I'll call you an angel.
Oh, it's all Jesus. It really, really is.
God sends angels into your life every so often.
Praise God. We're glad to be here, and we're glad to to bear his image in any way.
Keep up the good work, and thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Patricia.
Goodbye.
We love you. Bye-bye.
We have Dolores calling from Mississippi. So good to hear from you. Dolores, how can we pray or praise with you?
Yes, I want you to pray for my granddaughter. She seems to have a lot of problem making and keeping good friends, and she be kind of sad, and she's just need, she is the only child, and she's just struggling right now. She's a smart child, and she loves to serve the Lord, and the kids kind of just have her isolated because she tries to stand up for the Lord and stuff, and she just really, you know, tomorrow's her birthday, and it kind of break my heart that she's not with a lot of girls and stuff like that. She's, like I say, I want her, God, to teach her how to make friends, and the friends that I turn on, she'll bully a lot and stuff, so.
Wow.
I want just God to break those yokes that's changed, that kept her bound for a long time, and that things will be turned around for her.
Yes, ma'am. Miss Dolores, could you tell me two things, her first name and then her age, please?
Her first name is Desnina, and her age is 14.
Okay. Desnina? Did you say Desnina?
Destiny.
Destiny. Okay. Okay. Thank you. Tell her that she has some people who believe praying for her, that we're so sorry that she's feeling so isolated and feeling bullied. And we love young people, and we just, our heart goes out to Destiny during this time. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be praying that God will surround her, with some awesome individuals and that understand who she is and what she's going through. Thank you, Miss Dolores.
It makes all the difference, feeling like you're not alone. I remember being bullied severely and feeling alone. It's very isolating, and so I like exactly what you said.
Yeah.
Surround and understand.
Heart goes out to her.
Amen. We have another call. Shelley from Texas, welcome to Let's Pray. How can we pray for you?
Hi, Susan.
Hi,
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm excited that I finally got to talk to you.
Praise God. Listen, Jesus is mighty, is he not?
Yes, he is. Endurance is the key.
Endurance is the key sometimes. You just got to wear the devil out. Miss Shelley, how can we pray for you?
Okay. I've been coming down with some, you know, ear infections, fluid in my ears, and this has been happened in September. Now it has happened again. Just came from the doctor today. So, and it comes with severe headache. So the doctors recommend I have a CT scan, so I'm praying for the correct results of that scan.
When do you get the results?
No, I haven't done it as yet. I'm going to do that next week.
Next week. I'm sorry. Can we please have at least the day of the week, not to be too invasive, but
Thursday,
so we can pray?
Thursday.
All right. Thursday. All right. Miss Shelley, go ahead, please.
And then I also want to pray for my sister, Jillian Albert.
Miss Jillian?
And her, she's single parent.
Single moms.
She's a single parent, and her daughter, Arissa Muniz.
Alyssa, okay.
Yeah, Arissa has been bullied several times at school. I mean, has been beaten, you know, I mean, fist fights with in two cases so far at two different schools. And right now it's happening again. This child, she's very intelligent, but then the teachers are given no kind of support. They're kind of making remarks about what's happening and remarks, you know, like using the last fight she had recently. The teachers were like, oh, you know, you're not going to win this, like how you didn't win the fight last week. They're making references to her mom and these kinds of things. So my sister's like, really
you see my face, I'm like,
with this.
What? my heart.
I'm like, I said,
Jesus, they all need Jesus. Oh, the whole game, the whole circle needs to, I just, whoo. Mm-hmm. So Alyssa
so the situation
and,
is, Arisa and Julianne is the mom.
You got
and
it.
The situation is really, really chronic because the kid has lost focus, you know, lost. This is a kid who actually, you know, accelerated to a higher level and still was on the top of the class. But now, you know, is struggling and has severe behavioral problems, you know, because
absolutely.
She's holding her mom responsible for some of what is happening, even though that shouldn't be. But, you know, you throw the blame someplace.
Yeah, you're angry that you're going through it. Absolutely.
Yes, angry at her mom all the time, you know.
I used to hide. I used to hide during recess, and I would hide in the two-way viewing rooms and stuff from trying to avoid being picked on at recess. Yes. It was terrible. It's really hard.
Her mom actually just sold her home thinking she could get her into, you know, an Adventist school. But then the area she was going to move into, the homes were very expensive and she's single. So right now she's at that place where she's, you know, want to ask God, what should she really do? You know, where is she going to go with this child, you know, where they can live comfortably and you know.
Absolutely. So she's really at a crossroads right now. All right. Yeah. Well, Miss Shelley, listen, we're going to be lifting up your CT scan, and I'm sorry you've been dealing with these infections and headaches, and then, of course, Jillian and Alyssa, and then just the struggles that Jillian's probably going through as a single parent. I know that she is not alone. There are a lot. Yes. My sister is an amazing mother of three children, and I know a lot of ladies and a lot of gentlemen that are single parents, and it's just, it is a hard road. But we are capable in Christ.
And
amen.
I would also want to take through my daughter, Althea Johnson, who's also single.
Althea, okay.
A1 mom, but has been unemployed for a very, very long time. And, you know, she's a graphic designer, and those jobs don't seem to come too easily in Houston, you know. So that's a big challenge for her, too. And so I'm praying, you know, not only for the job, but for her salvation, which should come before the job.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. I hear you. Maybe through the job as well, huh? All right, Miss Shelley, we've got it down, and we're going to be lifting you and your family up and these very important requests. So please hang in there. We're lifting
you guys
up. You too, Shelley.
I pray for you guys every day for this program.
Okay. Praise God. Thank you. We need it.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
Okay.
Thank you, Miss Shelley.
All right. Well, I'll go ahead and pray if you want to close us out in that regard.
Great.
All right. Let's pray, family. Father, we are thankful for the time to be able to come together like this without interruption and to just pour our hearts out to you, God. And so we want to lift up Cheryl, who is a mother and soon to be grandmother. Jenna is actually the request, the person we're lifting up, who is going into labor now, having her first child. And Lord, that process is a miracle process when it happens the way that we hope it does. But no matter what the birthing plan is, Lord, we just pray in your name that you would cover Jenna and that that baby would come out and mother and baby would be happy, whole, and healthy. We submit to your will, but we ask for that, Lord. And we just pray for that miracle child, because every child that comes into this world is a miracle. And so, Lord, we ask that you would put your hands over that child through this part of this process of being born, as well as Jenna and their entire support system. We look forward to hearing about this miracle situation. And Lord, cover them and rebuke the enemy in Jesus' name from this process so that that baby can come to fruition of life. Lord, I pray that you be with Dolores. She is asking that you be with Destiny. And you know everything that's going on there with Destiny, God. And we just ask that you would minister to her, God, in the name of Jesus. She needs you now. Dolores is calling on her behalf. And so we submit her to you, Lord. And may your will be done. Lord, thank you so much for hearing this prayer. And then, Lord, we ask, even though Harmony tried, she tried to get through again, but it just wasn't happening. Whatever her prayer request is, Lord, we ask that she would hear from heaven, that she would see you move at 8 years old and be convic- convinced and convicted of the power and the love of God as she watches you move on her family and on her behalf. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Heavenly Father, I just want to take a moment to lift up Patricia. Jesus, I am so grateful to you, Lord, that you brought us all together. Father, I pray that not just with words, but Lord, by your presence, that she would truly feel like part of a community, Lord. I believe that that is your desire for Let's Pray, that people would not have to pray alone. Father, we thank you that although she has seen the doctors and they are unsure, she's dealing with ringing in her ears and has been going through this with her lungs since last April, Father, even though there seems to be confusion surrounding this, Lord, that you are not the author of chaos, Father, that you know exactly what she needs, when she needs it. And so, Father, we just pray for your will and purposes in her life. And we ask, Lord, by your name and by your power, that you could heal her, give her some relief. Whatever it is you choose to do, Lord, we will be careful to give you all of the glory, Father. Lord, please be with her daughter-in-law who is dealing with the blood transfusions from the illness that she's dealing with, Father. Lord, that is, I can't even comprehend that, Father, but I know that you know and I know that you understand. And Father, please be with Shelley. Jesus, she's dealing with ear infections and has a CT scan on Thursday, Father, and she just wants to seek your face, Father, and submit her prayer requests for the things that she is facing. But also, Lord, her heart turns to Jillian and her daughter Alyssa. Father, Lord, Jillian being a single mom, she's trying to make better choices for her daughter to get her out of a toxic situation, Father. And it sounds like the teachers even are behaving in an inappropriate manner, possibly, Father. We don't know the full scenario, Jesus, but we do know that Alyssa is suffering, that Jillian is doing the best that she can trying to take care of her. So, Father, we pray that you would turn their hearts towards each other. Father, that you would bring them together as a family during this very hard time, that they would both feel loved and supported. And Father, that you would stop the bullying. Lord, I don't know what it is or what it will take, Father, and how long that she has to endure this, but Lord, we pray that it would end in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for the bully. We pray for this child that is consistently picking on her, the multiple children, Father, the fist fights. Lord, that's anger coming out of hurt. And Father, we pray for the healing of those wounds, Lord, as well as Alyssa's. And Father, for Althea, Jesus, we're praying for a job, for her salvation, Father, and for her to find a family in the name of Jesus, Father, Lord. We know that you know each, you knit them together, Father, in their mother's womb. You know exactly everything that you have planned for them. And Lord, we just ask that you would continue to guide and direct them. And Father, in Althea's case, Jesus, bring her to a saving relationship with you in your precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, wow. You know, Season, we're here to pray.
We are.
And we will move heaven and earth for our community to be able to come together. And so we're going to continue. We have Greg calling from Texas. And Greg, so good to hear from you. How can we pray a praise with you?
Yes, sir. I'm praying for my cousin. His name is A.C. Lewis Jr., and he's battling stage 4 cancer. And he's been praying for a miracle healing.
All right. So did you say Ace?
AC, yeah, AC. That's the given name.
Okay, AC. And stage 4, what type of cancer?
Stage 4 cancer. I don't know what type, but he's been battling that for maybe a year and a half, if not quite 2.
Wow. The fact that he's been battling stage 4 cancer for over a year holds a lot of weight in and of itself. And Greg, we're certainly going to lift AC up. We're so sorry to hear about that, and I don't know what AC, his, you know, family life is like. I don't know if he feels like he's supported, but please let him know that he's got people from around the world now praying for him as it pertains to this battle with cancer.
Yeah. Sure will. I'll let him know. Thank you very much. I love watching the program.
Greg, thank you so much, and do you have a prayer request at all yourself?
Yeah, I do. Okay. I'm getting ready to go back to college probably in the next few weeks. I'm 61 years old.
Yes.
And I hope I can use the time to get a counseling degree as well as work in broadcasting, maybe even Christian broadcasting. So
go ahead, Greg. Good. Good. Well, listen, we're going to lift that up. Don't you hold that prayer request back. I'm so glad that you said it. Man, God bless you as Amen. You go forward. He's given us these awesome minds, and it's never too late. So God bless you, man. We can't wait to hear. Let us know how you're matriculating.
I sure will.
All right. Talk to you later, Greg.
I'm so inspired. I'm so inspired by you, Greg. Going back to school, I'll be joining you eventually. You do not doubt this in the name of Jesus. Friends, we have an amazing, vibrant social media community. You can find us at Let's Pray Live on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Any time of day, we are there for you guys. So I want to say hi to our Facebook Live family in Alabama. Marlise and Ray is writing in from Atlanta, Georgia. Mona Lisa, what's going on, friend, from Florida? Elaine from Quebec, Canada, and Dekel Didi from South Africa. And then we've got Fatima from Brazil and Joy from the Bronx over in New York. And Lucy's writing in saying, please pray for my friend Brian. Tomorrow he's having triple bypass. Let's pray, family. You know what to do with that. Let's put it in our journals. Tomorrow, bypass, triple bypass. Tara, pray for me. I'm divorced and have a limited income on disability. My ex refuses to pay the alimony. He was court ordered to pay. I think the courts are probably going to start dealing with that. Joy says, pray for Sharon's mom who is battling cancer. We will be including all of these requests when we close the program with prayer. I'm so grateful for you. I know Mario is too. Yeah. Guys, we take you live on the air and we love you on social media as well. So keep talking to us.
Yeah. Well, we're going to go ahead. Do you want to pray for this group, or you want to?
Let's just go ahead and do prayer promise of the day, and then we'll catch everybody at the end.
Gotcha. All right. So our promise of the day, in fact, is from John chapter 1, verse 12, and it says, "Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God." Family, I hope that you caught that verse. And one of my only comments on here is know your rights. Mm. And Season, she pointed it out as we were talking about this scripture, that is the promise, the only promise in which we have right to. Can you break that down for us?
I was just saying that in my studies, I find that that's the only right, according to Christ, that we've been given biblically, is to become children of God, to be sons and daughters of God.
Powerful. Know your rights. And I want to speak to someone right now. Maybe you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. You've read that scripture. You've heard it being read. And you say, well, how can I know him for myself? Listen, know your rights. If you submit and say, Jesus, I want to have you as my Lord and Savior, and you pray a prayer of repentance, you have been accepted into Christ. It's that easy. And so we're going to go ahead and close this program now with a word of prayer. Mm-hmm. Let's pray. Father God, we ask that you would continue to cover each individual here that we've ministered with and to and walked with today. And be with AC as well, God, who has some issues going on with stage 4 cancer. Bless, heal, and deliver our social media community with a plethora of issues, but they're not too big for you. You are a big God. We love you, and thank you for being with us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. We're going to keep praying for you throughout the week. You can join us next week, same time, same place at Let's Pray Live, the place where you don't have to pray alone.